Okay, the interview with Sager. I finally finished his wonderful book. It's 600 pages long, but you can read it in a little delicious. You can break it down into chapters and read it in spurts. So I finally wrote the book review and put that up last week along with the commentary, and we published the interview tonight. It's invaluable to look through both the book and the interviews and see what they mean to you. What we did in this interview is we really said, okay, what does it mean to go from a unipolar world to a multipolar world? What does it mean to me? So Saker and I discuss that, and then he brings us up to date on what's going on in the European Union and the Middle East. His opinions differ tremendously with Don Cox, and I'm much closer to Sager in my views than I am to Don Cox, but I think the two of them make an interesting juxtaposition. Cox going up last week and taking much more of the Israeli line, and Sager taking a much more coming at it from the Brixis line. As I said, he is not a believer that the European Union is going to hold together, but it's a great interview. And again, he's going to be with us quarterly during 2016, and I'm very happy to have him. I think he's got a marvelous take on things, and I recommend his book to you highly.